Milwaukee Public Schools announced plans in March to cut around 260 positions. The goal is to help reduce a $46 million budget gap. Around 200 non-classroom staff positions were cut, including 59 assistant principals and 70 jobs in the central office. Other vacant positions were permanently closed, but the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association is calling on the school board to reverse the decision. Ingrid Walker-Henry is a president of that union. She says the cuts will impact students.
We as parents, as students, as workers are really just demanding that the board stop, they intervene.
MPS Superintendent Brenda Caselius says many staffers who lost jobs could be shifted to classroom teaching positions. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.